Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 21st, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And thanks for joining us. This is Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the acute shortages of ARV drugs in public institutions in Zimbabwe.
And to join our discussion, you can call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, lobanjalo ku www.voashona.com, lobanjalo ku www.voandebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the worsening shortages of ARV drugs.
And Wilkins Hospital and Beatrice Road Infections Disease Hospitals, better known as Nazareth in Harare, are cited as some of the hospitals that have been hit hard by a severe ARV drug shortage, forcing patients to resort to buying drugs from private pharmacies.
This acute shortage of ARVs is reportedly forcing patients to switch to drug combinations which compromise their health. Efforts to get a comment from Health Minister Dr. David Parenyatwa were futile as he was not answering his mobile phone.
So, if you wish to join our discussion today, you can phone us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 202-465-0318. Or post messages on Twitter, Facebook, or email at studio7news@voanews.com. PJ.
Yeah. Uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje kwabasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo we Studio 7 eye Voice of America. Lapho ke esixoxa ngendaba ezithile kuhlelo lwethu olwe Live Talk. Lamhlanje ke udaba olusegudwini ludaba lokusilela akwemithi leyi ephiwa labo abaphila legciwane lengculaza ele HIV. Kuthiwa kulokusilela okukhulu ikakhulu ezibhedlela lezi ezikahulumende, ama-public hospitals. Sizwe abaningi bekhuluma ezinkundleni lapha ezeFacebook ezokuzilibazisa, lakwezinye ezi-social media besithi kulokusilela okukhulu okwenza abanye bangkhona bagcine vele sebesiya thatha amanye amaphilisi abahlanganise lamanye kodwa okungancedi kangako. Abatsho njalo odokotela kanye lengcitshi ezikwaziyo ezokwelapha, bathi bona akusebenzi lokhu, kufuneka imithi ngokwayo. Kodwa ke kuthiwa iyasilela ezibhedlela. Singaziki ukuthi abe-National AIDS Council bona bathini. Sizamile ukuthi sibathinte ecingweni bebe bangatholakali. Sazama njalo lo mphathintambo wezempilo uDr. David Parenyatwa, ucingo lakhe lalo kade lungemukelwa. Kade lokhu elukhala. Anjo.
Ogu, amwadi wasemata uraru kuita PJ apo. Nasi tila otinge chitarisa nezwe dambu ziko reku showmaker kwe mapiritsi ema ARVs. Pane vakawanda wariku kunungu kuti vane nguva vachimboedza kuenda kunotsvaga mapiritsi ya asi vachashaya. PJ, we are lucky. I think we have our first guest. That is Miss Martha Tolana, coordinator at International Community of Women Living with HIV and AIDS. Miss Tolana, good evening.
makadi.
Aiwa, tiripo murise zvenyu.
I'm fine, thank you.
Mhm. Tiri kunzwa kuti paita dambudziko iri rekushaika kwemamwe madrugs. Mukatudzwa kuti zviri kufamba sei semanzwira amuri kuita.
Inini ndiri mumwe anorapirwa paclinic nemahospital ecity of Harare. Ndarifeiwa negovernment. Saka pandakaenda mupa 31 vasati vatanga kurapa vanhu pakangoitwa announcement yekuti pane avo vari paMARV anonzi Abakazi ticharamba tichingokupai 1 week supply nekuti hatina mushonga wacho. Asi haisiri problem iri pano chete paWilkins Hospital, iri kuma idambudziko rakatekeshera nyika yose yeZimbabwe. Saka ini zvakandikatyamadza nekuti ndakasati ndanzwa kuti pane dambudziko. Saka ndakabva ndatanga ndakangozvinyora ipapo paFacebook pangu ndichiti chii chiri kuitika. Ndokuzobvunza vamwe tikazotanga kuona zvedu mhinduro. Asi wanga uri sorry wanga usiri musi wa 31 July, wanga uri musi wa 16 August. Iri Wednesday chitatu. Asi musi wechishanu ndine shamwari dzangu mbiri dzakanoenda pahospital ipapo vachibvunza pharmacist kuti ko nyaya yemaARV yaAbakazi yakamira sei. Zvikanzi nyaya yacho iri kutonetsa nekuti pari nhasi taakutopa vanhu mushonga unokwana 3 days. Saka ndopa tichibuda kuedza kuti zviri kufamba sei, tikamboudzwa nyaya yekuti kune foreign currency iri kunetsa haisi kuallocatewa nebank. Asi tichiri kumboedza kuona kuti tingabatana sei nevezveutano kuti tikwanise kubatsirana kuti zvinhu zvive zvidzoke panzvimbo, vanhu vasave nekutambudzika kwavari sei.
PJ, maybe she can repeat the same in English.
Yes.
Mr. Tolana, same question, but maybe just briefly, this time in English.
In English?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm one of those people living with HIV who access their treatment at the city of Harare facilities, the health facilities. And when I went in on the 16th of August, an announcement was made to all the people who were waiting to be served that all those who are on the ARV called Abakazi would only be getting 1 week supply as they didn't have enough supplies at the hospital, at Wilkins Hospital. But at that point, they also said that this was not just a problem at Wilkins Hospital, but it was a nationwide problem. And then I was shocked because I hadn't heard of any problem then of any. So I started asking around people, posted on my Facebook page and tried to get, questions answered, because for the kind of economic situation that people are in, it's quite a big hassle to be finding transport money to go to the hospital weekly. But by Friday, this was Wednesday, but by Friday, two friends went to Wilkins to ask, and the pharmacist, they said, it's actually a big problem because on Friday, they were now giving 3 days supply. But also, yet from people who live in Barre, those who access their treatment at Beatrice Road Infectious Diseases Hospital, that we know is Nazareth, that, we have been told to go and buy. And so people shared drugs. And for me, this is a cause for concern and a big alarm to say when people start sharing drugs, because we can't afford to go and buy. Mm-hmm. So they are hoping that for those who still have, when they share drugs, maybe the situation will be resolved this week so that they can get back their drugs.
Mm-hmm. But have you talked to other organizations so that you can approach government to get their take on the issue?
Yes, we have, and we have made an appointment for later this week, midweek. We are meeting with the National Health Council and Ministry of Health and see what strategies we can do together to actually make sure that we get, because one of the issues that was raised was the issue of foreign currency not being allocated to National Health Council for procurement of drugs which are imported. But then for 8 months they haven't procured drugs. For me, this is people were not warned that there may be an impending problem which anyone would be working on. But all of a sudden, people just turn up to access their usual supplies, and then they are told all of a sudden that, you know, there's a shortage and we are giving you 1 week supply. And I think that's not fair. At least if people were warned and they would anticipate that we are going to face a shortage, because all this time, all those 8 months, we thought everything was okay and things and you know, medicines were being procured.
Mobata ipapo my tolana ngiye sindebele nantsho wena kawukhuluma isindebele. Ya, kumele uhambe esikoleni uyefunda.
We are being joined by our second guest, that is Professor Elope Sibanda. Professor Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening to you, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, Professor, we will not be asking you about the shortages, but the impact that is likely to have. I think you heard what Mai Tolana just said there, confirming that indeed there is a shortage, and authorities are saying it can also be attributed to the foreign currency shortages. Professor, you are an expert in this field. What will be the implications if people are not able to take their drugs as prescribed?
Thank you very much for the question. I think the first thing is that the control of HIV depends on effective treatment of the condition using antiretroviral drugs. We have had this condition with us since 1984. And since 2005, we have been very effective in controlling it using ARVs. Uh-huh. If you stop using ARVs, if you interrupt the use of ARVs, then there is a danger of resistant strains developing. When you have resistant strains developing, the cost of treating resistant strains is much higher than the cost of maintaining the baseline treatment that we have enjoyed for the last 10 or 15 years. So it is dangerous to interrupt treatment.
PJ?
Yeah. Ngingakafaki umbuzo wami wokuqala, wothi ngikubingelele kuqala. Kunjani Sibanda?
Yaphila mama linjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila. Wathi ngithi fahla ngamafichane okukhulunywe ngunkosikazi Martha Tolana. Unkosikazi Martha Tolana uthi yena ama ARV ikakhulu lo muthi okuthiwa yiAbacus. Angikwazi kumbe ngikubiza kahle. Batshelwe sebeye Abacavia. Yeah, elona lelo. Batshelwe besiya belayinele ukuthi bathole imithi yabo njengensukwini. Batshelwa ukuthi labo abakudrug leli liyasilela. Ngakho-ke bazaphiwa eleviki elilodwa kuphela. Kwaya kwathanana engxenye sebeyaphiwa okwensuku ezintathu kuphela ngoba liyasilela ngempela kule mbangela ngezizathu ezehlukeneyo. Ezinye zangkhona ngezokuthi kuthiwa kabatholi foreign currency, okunye njalo ukuthi kuyasilela nje uhulumende ubhekane lohlupho olukhulu olwemali. because akwazi ukuseki akahle kahle kahle ukuthi yini imbangela ye ukuthi i drug lele elama ARVs lisilele kangako njalo bakhala ngokuthi ngabe baphiwe i notice ukusese lesikhathi hayi ukuthi baphongo ba bikela khona lapho abantu vele sebephelele sebelayinile ukuthi bathole ama supplies ayo nale inyanga ikhoke kuye dokotela Sibanda asingithi ngibuze ke ukuthi kuyini okungenzakala lapha nxa kuyukuthi umuntu useyekele okunatha amaphilisi yakhe njengenjayelo nsuku zonke
asikhuthazi ukuthi abantu bayekele ukunatha amaphilisi.
Yeah.
Iabacavir ngeyinye yamaphilisi esiwasebenzisayo njengamadokotela kasithandi ngakho okungakuhle ukuthi labo abalohlupho lobo lolo babuyele emadokoteleni bethi lo amaphilisi wambhalela wona kasabonakali ngicela ungifakele amanye asebenza ngokufana naye. Okunye okungenza ngizathi umthetho okunye okungenza ukuthi iphilisi lelo lishode ukuthi amadokotela vele kalithandi ngenxa yokuthi lilama side effects amaningi okwedlula amanye amadrugs.
Yeah.
Ngakho isicelo esingaba khona ukuthi omama labo baba labo ababhalelwa lawo maphilisi babuyele emadokoteleni bebuze ukuthi hayi leli ngalikho ikhona yini elinye elingasebenza kuyona leyo elingangena kuleyo ndima elingasilele maningi amaphilisi
kodwa vele nxasikhangele
amanye angasetshenziswa.
Ye nxasikhangele vele uhlupho lolu lukhulu okungakanani eZimbabwe ukuthi nxa kungayekelwa lona leli bangaqhubeka bethatha amanye amaphilisi kumbe eminye imithi ekhona eZimbabwe.
Uhlupho lokuswelakala kwamaphilisi bengingekaluzwa mina ngokwami.
Yeah.
Kodwa amaphilisi maningi angasetshenziswa endaweni yeyabhakazi maningi abengakashoti ngingazimbelawa ngabe esilela kodwa maningi ama-alternatives leli lama-side effects esizama ukuwabalekela but bakhona abantu ababhalelwa amaphilisi iminyaka eminingi edlulile kati esizama ukuthi silixwaye iphilisi lelo sifake amanye ngakho abanathayo ngingabuyela emadokoteleni begcwele ukuthi ngiphani elinye elingangena kuleyo ndima.
Nxa kuthe kwasilela kwaswelakala amaphilisi lawo laloba yiwaphi singasatsho lona leli elisilelayo kakhulu kungaba lengozi enganani kulabo abasebehlelwe ludubo lokuthi kabasawatholi lawo maphilisi yikho ke benzeni in the meantime bengakatholi amanye amaphilisi.
Angama-alternatives angangena kuleyo ndima abekhona.
Yeah.
Abengahluphi apho isicelo yokuthi babuyele emadokoteleni bethi leli kangisaliboni ngiphane linye okungavunyelwayo okungafunekiyo yikuthi umuntu osesihlelweni ame unathe amaphilisi ethi kangisanathi ngoba iphilisi kalikho akhona amanye esingasebenzisa maningi.
Blessing, Dr. Sibanda saying, Professor.
It's
good to have fun there. He's saying there isn't really a shortage overall of these drugs in Zimbabwe. It's just this particular one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether Kosiga Zitolana is listening that there are other alternatives.
Unfortunately,
she has dropped off
with the line. Yeah, but we'll try to get in touch with you. The phone is a bit problematic.
Maybe we can go on with that line of with that issue with Dr. Sibanda. You were saying in Ndebele that there is overall not really a shortage of drugs, ARV drugs. There is some alternatives.
Professor?
I'm there, yes.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. If you may give us details in English about the alternatives that you were talking about.
The drugs that are used for treatment of HIV are always three. We always give three drugs. Which is called a triple combination. A shortage of one of the triple can always be replaced by another, which works on the same part of the HIV replication cycle. There are three levels that we always give. One is the nucleotide reverse transcriptase, one of the protease inhibitor, and so on. There are different things. So, and there are three stops that we try to plug. And each stop that we try to plug is more than one drug. A shortage of one single drug leaves other options open, and those options are there. One of the issues we have as doctors, as professionals, with Abaka Biyoshi has mentioned, it causes anemia in a lot of our people. It has more side effects than other drugs. And the doctors that are prescribing this are aware of this and will be able to find an alternative drug very quickly. What I'm not sure about, what I'm not aware, is the extent of the shortage. Is it global or is it a specific to one drug which we are trying to phase out?
I think Maitolana is back now. Maitolana, I think you heard what Professor Sibanda said there, that when we talk about the shortages, is it limited to Abacavir or other drugs as well?
So far, what I heard of is the Abacavir. The other drugs, I don't know yet. So it's something that we'll find out this week exactly what the extent of the shortages are. But so far, those people who have been severely affected are those with on combinations, which is Abacavir. So far, I don't know yet. But Abacavir is being used, the Abacavir combination is being used as second-line treatment. And I think about 32% of people living with HIV in Zimbabwe are on second-line treatment. And that's quite a big number.
But are you aware of the of the side effects of this drug amongst your community of people living with the HIV?
The
Abacavir for instance,
we know that they can have impact on our kidneys, on the liver, and we need to keep those getting checked to ensure that everything is okay.
Talking about other drugs, maybe just going back to you, Professor Sibanda, because I think the National AIDS Council Operations Director, Mr. Raymond Yekei, was saying that they'd budgeted about 20 million for procurement of drugs since the beginning of the year, but they have not yet been allocated the foreign currency to proceed with the orders. So I think maybe this is another problem that people are likely to face, right? Because they are saying there's no foreign currency that has been allocated. Professor Sibanda? I don't know if he's still on the line. Professor Sibanda?
Okay.
I'm saying it would be very sad that there is no allocation for drugs. Because as AIDS-treating people, HIV-treating people, we are some of the best in Africa and in the world. We've done tremendous strides in reducing the burden of HIV. And I think it is extremely important that the authorities prioritize the health of the people, to prioritize productivity of the people, and to prioritize the lives of the people, that the doctors and other people that are working with it, they've struggled for the last 25 years to make sure that we get on track. We are on track, and it will be said if monetary authorities deprive our people of the health benefits that are available in the world, and that their people, ourselves included, can deliver and happily deliver. Most of the people that are on air today are happy and are able to continue a productive life. The monetary authorities should not stop that.
Thank you so much, Professor. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about a severe shortage of some drugs that are used to treat HIV/AIDS. And, of course, PJ, there is a total solar eclipse in some parts of America. It's going to be partial here in Washington, D.C. And we have Gibbs on that assignment. In South Carolina.
I replaced him here.
Oh, yes.
On this seat.
So later on, we will talk to Gibbs about what is happening in South Carolina, where there is a total solar eclipse. But of course, back to our discussion. PJ.
Yeah, what I'm going to go to the Sibanda. Utwena utubololu lwelunga gabi sobala olokusilela kwemithi yokuphiwa abaphila legciwane. Kodwa ke phela siyezwa njalo ukuthi kulodubo lolu olwamaprofita labezenkonzo kumbe lezinyanga abagcina betshela abantu laba abaphila legciwane ukuthi wena ususilile uyekele kunatha imithi. Ngozi bani ekhona njalo inkulu okunganani eZimbabwe kwamanje. Hello. Sibanda.
Ngikubalileyo
isibholo.
Ukuthi umphathi sambo wezempila kahle, i-deputy minister wezempila kahle, uthe yena bonke la
Yeah,
I was just asking him about those prophets of doom and which doctors which are telling these people with living with HIV and AIDS that they've been treated and successfully, so they must abandon taking ARVs. How big is the problem? So he was just about to answer that. I don't know whether Nkosika Zitolana can answer that.
Ms. Tolana, is it still a problem?
Yeah, there are people who are talking their ARVs, but I think it's also pointing to a lot more issues happening around people's lives within the community at the health facilities, and it can become too much because the treatment of HIV is not just about the ARVs. It needs to be completely, it's a holistic approach looking at the whole person. Holistically looking at their physical health. We also look at their emotional health and how they are treated, and also their mental health, how they are treated at health facilities and within the communities says a lot about whether someone will remain on treatment. But if someone is weak, if someone is does not have adequate support, but they say it's in the home or in the community or at the health facility, may actually compel them to stop taking their treatment and actually maybe even go for, maybe just think, okay, if I go for spiritual healing and I'm told, you know, in the name of Jesus, you are healed, then everything's fine. So there's a whole lot more around that. Probably, I don't know if we would have time to deal with that, but what I've seen this week, what I've seen in the York facility is around issues to do with the private confidentiality that is not always respected. We also face our health workers are overwhelmed, they are short-staffed, they are not motivated, and I mean, they are working under extremely difficult conditions. We have some who are very good and can withstand, and maybe, I don't know what kind of support system they have, but I recognize that they do work under very difficult conditions. But sometimes we have a few who will take it out on the people whom they are serving, and it comes out as a very nasty experience for someone who is accessing services. So that can actually drive away someone. So in many ways, I always say, please, I'm not going to use this loss to follow up for communities, because most of the time, we are actually bullied out of care. We are not lost to follow up. Mm-hmm. So it's just to say, just in brief, to just say it's tip of, just, you know, for me, it's just picking on just one tip of what the bigger issues that are happening beyond ARVs. One of the other things is that I haven't had any lab test done. The first time I had any lab test done since 2014 within the city of Harare is this year in April. Mm-hmm. And 11th of April, I had blood taken for viral load and told to come back 24th of April, and my results were not there. And they said, no, you check in on the 24th of July. But by the time 24th of July, I had other health problems. They were not checking my kidneys or liver or any, you know, full blood count. Nothing was being monitored. So, but then because of the, you know, complaints I had, that's when I started on the 24th, I failed to see the doctor. I spent the whole day waiting because the doctor said, I'm in a meeting. Wait, until something like 3:45, then the doctor said, I'm no longer coming. Come back on the 31st, 7 days later. Mm-hmm. And when my blood was taken, then come back in 2 weeks, that was Wednesday, because we had a public holiday. Wednesday, I went in, there were no results. The nurses were very patient and, you know, diligent in trying to trace where my results were. They phoned the lady in my presence. The lab told them there's no record of even my samples ever having reached the lab. But actually, the courier actually was told to wait by the doctor and was handed my samples by the doctor to go to the courier who is between the hospital and the lab. So whatever happened, I don't know. But when I went for a repeat on Thursday to get my blood drawn again for those samples, you know, there were a number of people who were in the queue with me to have samples taken. We're saying they never got their results, so it was also a repeat. Some were repeated second time, some third time. So we already have a problem there. If I had money, I would not even tell them that I'm going elsewhere. I would just disappear from that facility. Then they would record me as a loss of followers. But I know how important it is for my health, and also with no resources, I have to continue going there and trying to be persistent. But also, I'm not being fair if I don't raise these issues and keep quiet. So it means things need to be resolved so that things work well for everyone. There are some people who are getting their results and say, oh, we have no problem, we always get our results. But for also big number of people, I think it's an acceptably high number. Even if two people do not get their results continuously, I think that's a worry. And it brings out speculations within the communities, and it gives out dangerous information, which is not good for the, you know, for us to reach those targets that we think about, the 90-90-90 ending age by 2030, you know, all those, you know, slogans that we like to say. I don't think we'll reach them the way that we are going. So for me, it was a responsibility to say whatever is not working, we need to, you know, to raise it, raise the alarm, and make sure that things are addressed.
Mm-hmm. You did well there, because I think we also took a cue from that posting, and we decided to have this program because we thought that it's something that is very important. You were raising very significant points. Let's go back to Professor Sibanda. Professor Sibanda, you heard what Mai Tolana said a few seconds ago about the delivery of samples, or none. The failure for her to get a viral load. What is your take on all this? Professor Sibanda, there's a delay though. Unfortunately, we seem to be having a problem there. Mm-hmm. Asito dzoka kwamuri, Mai Tolana, tichitarisa iyo matambudziko amuri kusangana navo, kutiwo vana chiremba vacho vamwe vanenge vati neteiwo, inyaya here dzamuri kusimudzawo here musangano yamunoita nehurumende kuti vanga vachidzitarisawo?
Zvino zvatiri kusimudza, handifungi kuti tingasimudze chinhu one chete, nekuti kuti tikwanise kubudirira pakuti takunda panyaya yeHIV neAIDS, kunge tasimudza zvese zvazvo zvingakonzera kukanganisika kwebudiriro iyoyo. Saka tikataura nezvemapirisi, i-one part ingochimbori chikamu chimwe chete, but mune zvimwe zvikamu zvakawanda zvekuti panoongororwa ropa kana masamples anotorwa zviya zvichinzi, kana kuti munhu arwara haana zvaari kunzwa zvakanaka, kana uyezve kungoti chete nyaya yekuti ndingori pamushonga iwoyo naARV, handifungi kuti viral load yega inokwana. Ndofanirwa kutariswawo ndibva yangu kuti nguva nenguva kuti zvinhu zvichakanaka here, nekuti handinzwi kana itsvo makidneys angu handingaanzwi kuti pane zvakanganisika kunze kwekuti zvatoonekwa kumalebhu kunoongororwa zvinhu zvakadaro. Saka kana zvisiri kuongororwa and uyezve zvataa kuona izvozvi, tiri kurasikirwa nevanhu vakawanda vanorarama neutachiwana. Asi zvinhu zvatanga tisingatarisiri, nekuti isusu tatichipembera kuti tava nemishonga zvinhu zvakawanda zvei, asi dzimwe nguva patinenge taakutarisa, dzimwe nguva vamwe vanozonyanyoita kutarisa pane chinhu chimwe chete chekuti mishonga kana mishonga ikawanda. Asi mishonga ngaiwande, tozvida kuti mishonga ngaiwande, asi tisasiye zvimwe zvese zvinobatsira kuti munhu ava nekurarama kwakanaka.
Unfortunately, we got cut off there. We'll try to call Ms. Tolana again. But I think let's just cross over to South Carolina, where Gibbs Dube is, to view this total solar eclipse. Gibbs, how are you?
Oh, hey, blessing. I'm in total darkness. How are you?
Oh, what's happening there? Just tell us briefly what's happening.
Yeah, now we've got the total solar eclipse. As I'm talking, you know, it's like darkness exactly now. And what is happening is that the moon is between the sun and earth. So as you can see on VOA Ndebele, you know, on Facebook page, you can see we're live streaming there. You can not even see the sun. It's almost like a dot, you know, because it is totally covered. So it started about 20 seconds ago. It's going to last 2 minutes and roughly about 30 seconds. So we are really trying to do our best here. But even the phones are not doing well. Because at the end of the day, we're told not to actually point the cameras at the sun, and we didn't do that. But the network is actually not doing well at all.
It's being affected,
And do you have really the protective gear?
Oh, yes, I've got some sunglasses, and now the sun is coming back. After about 2 minutes and some 10 seconds, the sun is coming back, and hopefully we're going to see more of it, you know, but not make more of it. It's over almost, you know, that's how it happens.
Thank you so much, Gibbs, for that coverage. Of course, we encourage people to go to our Facebook pages where Gibbs is streaming live for this solar eclipse, total solar eclipse in some parts of the country. It was partial here in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes,
thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Angadeuzia kuti zvirikufambaisa ita angatiri kutaura
nezvei. Okay, takataura na Gibbs pachishona vanoti zuva raora. So like I remember yakamboitika kudhara stereki tichiri vano vadiki tichinzi njazodzoka meno pamwe 75 years here kuZimbabwe mukasaiona ipapo ameno ameno. Asi chiri kuitika ndechekuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzakawanda muno muAmerica. Kwatoita usiku muno mudisi yanga iri yakachinzi pashao yekuti hazvina hazvo kuti mwedzi wabva wanyatsovhara zuva kuti kubva kwaita kunge usiku, asi kwangu kuna Gibbs vatiri kutaura naye kuSouth Carolina kunana Oregon yaita total darkness kwaita rima kwemaminetsi maviri iyayaya PJ.
Zvakatomboitika ndichiri kuZimbabwe ini. Kana uchiti wanga uchiri mwana mudiki saka ndachembera because ndanganda kutoshanda.
Let's go back to our panelists. Professor Spanda, are you back on the line?
I'm back online, thank you.
Thank you so much. PJ had asked you a question about some of these prophets, because there are reports that some people are not taking their drugs. I mean, I've seen it with some cancer patients as well, who are being told that they've been healed and then they stop taking their drugs. How problematic is that?
Extremely so. It's very problematic to the extent that the ministry, our parent ministry, the Minister of Health, has put out a statement. Our Deputy Minister for Health and Child Care, Honorable Aldrin Musiiwa, said now it is illegal for religious leaders to conduct healing sessions without getting clearance from government.
Mm-hmm.
What the government is saying is that we have a lot of religious people who are taking over health issues in addition to the spiritual issues that is their mandate. So all the religious leaders are now required to be registered with the ministry to say they can heal anybody, to say that they can instruct anybody to stop ARV.
Mm-hmm.
As the medical professions were very concerned about the religious leaders who believe that divine intervention can stop the spread of HIV.
Uh-huh.
It's one of the areas that are of major concern to the ministry, to the extent that one of the most senior officials in the ministry, the deputy minister, has come up with a very strong and powerful statement to say, no, that should not happen.
Uh-huh.
It's a concern, and I think people that are taking ARVs should realize that there's a difference between divine intervention through prayer and medical intervention through ARVs.
Uh-huh.
But isn't it that some of the causes of people going to these alternative treatments is because service delivery in hospitals, especially the government hospitals, is a bit questionable because the nurses are overworked or the doctors are overworked.
I hear what you are saying, but ownership of this resides with the patient. We should talk to the individual and say that you have an infection. This is the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And we say that in confidence. We are not beating about. We know that ARVs help. And anybody who has lived in this country or in any other country, particularly those who have lived in the 80s and 90s in this country, will know that we have a huge difference in survival based on the fact that we are now using ARV. So if we...
We unfortunately got cut off there. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about a shortage of antiretroviral drugs in public hospitals. Mike Tolan, are you back?
Yes, I'm back. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mai Tolan, apart from the shortages, is it still a problem for people to go and be tested? Is there still resistance?
Mm-hmm. Stigma is still, more people are going to get tested, but there are some people who still won't go for testing because stigma is still very high.
Mm-hmm.
Discrimination is still very high.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's still difficult for some people.
Mm-hmm. Men especially, right? Because here they say 50% of men don't even go to medical institutions.
Sorry?
I'm saying for men, right? Because in America they say 50%, actually don't even go for their annual checkups.
Yeah, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because... as I said before, there's a whole lot of things that's happening around people. Sometimes it's just the waiting time. Sometimes it's the time that you have to spend in the facility.
Mm-hmm.
For example, for me, Wednesday and Thursday, I had tasks that I needed to do,
mm-hmm.
and I never did any of those. And because I spent the whole day in the facility.
Uh-huh.
So those waiting times as well, and the time that you spend in the facilities, sometimes it's also the attitude
I met it at Wilkins Hospital on Wednesday. I met a team that was very good attitude, treated everyone very well, and I was really pleased. But it was a shock the following day. Different team, completely different, way of dealing with people. So that kind of leaves one. If one is going there for the first time, it may be something that would deter a person from going back to that facility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and maybe completely turn them away from any health facility, because that will be their measure of what happens in a health facility.
Mm-hmm.
And also, ndanda bvunzira mvunzo wangu paya maitolana kuti. Handicho here chimwe chezvikonzero zviri kuita kuti vanhu vagume vakuenda kudzin'anga kana kumaprofita because vanenge vasina kubatwa zvakanaka muzvipatara kana mumaclinic.
Ndizvozvo zvinoitika izvozvo.
Saka kuridziro yenyu
inyaya inoda kuti pagadziriswe, nekuti chinoita kuti munhu ari kushanda muhospital, whether ndi nesi, ndi doctor, ndi counselor or anotsvaira achishanda pahospital kana paclinic, chinhu chinoita kuti azove asiri kubata vanhu vari kuuya kuzorapiwa zvakanaka chii? Kuti zviongororwe izvozvo. Dzimwe nguva tingangoti munhu ane mwoyo wakaipa, tinoziva hedu kuti maybe vari kuva nemwoyo wakaipa, asi dzimwe nguvawo kuti kumusoro ikoko vari kubatwawo sei naemployer wavo. Vanawo here zvekushandisa pachipatara, vanazvo here? Senge izvozvi zvandiri kutaura pandaa ndichitaura kuti inini ndiri kunetseka nekuti ndiwane maresults angu kubva kulab ndichiramba ndichidzokororwa. Pandiri kusvika handisi kutarisana nemunhu anoshanda mulab, ndiri kutarisana nanesi. Saka nesi kana munhu ari kulebhu asiri kudhiriva pati yake, zvicharevei kune uyu ari kuramba kutaura kuti ari kuramba achipurukushwa? Ini ndichauya ndiine nhamo dzangu dzandabva nadzo kumba kwangu, zvimwe ndarohwa kumba, kana kuti dzimwe nguva kunewo zvaitika zvandigumburisa, and ndasvikawo ndosvika uyu ari kupurukushwawo nemamwe madhipatimendiwo anofanirwa kuti ave asimusapota. Chii chinozobuda ipapo? Panoita ndofunga zvinozobuda pahazvifungi kuti panobuda zvakanaka. Saka zvinofanirwa kuti zviongororwe zvichitariswa kuti vese vari kushanda, timu yese iri kushanda zvakanaka here, kuitira kuti munhu paanouya munhu anouya aine madambudziko akasiyana siyana. Ndokusaka titi pave necounseling pai pazvipatara nepamaclinic, asi kuti azokwanisa kuwana sapoti iyoyo kunge munhu aine zvekushandisa zvakakwana, achikwanisa kuwana. Musi wechitatu manesi andakawana haana kuenda pa-tea break. Kubva na-7 dzandakasvika kusvika ndakabvapo pa-clinic na 1:05 vasina kuenda ku-tea break. And ndinenge ndichizviona kuti vanhu havana kuzorora, asi zvinenge zvakanaka here kuti munhu asawane kana break nepressure yavanenge vainayo? Vanofanirwa kuti vawane break, asi hatisi kutiwo nekuti vashaya break kuti tofanirwa kubatwa zvisiri izvo sevarwere. Vanhu vanofanirwa kubatwa zvakanaka. Saka pane zvakawanda zvinofanirwa kutariswa kuti sevhisi inge yakanaka.
Havakwanisi here kuchinjana kuti mumwe oenda mumwe achidzoka basa richingofamba mberi? Nekuti pane mamakliniki vamwe varwere vanetenge vachikomplaina kuti vanobva vasiya zvese vobva vaenda ku-tea break.
Vamwe vanosiya zvese, asi kune vamwe vekuti kana vanenge vari vashoma, havana compliment yakakwana, vanenge vari vashoma vanhu vakawanda, vanokwanisa here kuti vatoneta? Vanofanirwa kuti vawane break yavo kuti varambe vachipa service yakanaka, vangoita ka-break ikako. Asi dzimwe nguva kutoti vaite break iyoyo kutobva vamira zvachose, munhu wese akamirira kuti vadzoke. Asi dzimwe saka kana vasina vekuchinjana naye kana vari vashoma, zvinonetsa kuti vachinjane, nekuti mumwe anenge achiti ari kubata apo, mumwe achibata apo, mumwe achibata apo. Saka hapana pekuti dzimwe nguva panoshaya pekuti pastesheni pari kuitwa chakati pane
kuti pane vanhu 3 nekuti mwana kwanisa kumboenda kuchiva mwatisara vachidi vachifanoona vanhu zvimwe zvinonetsa anenge ari munhu 1 pastation iyo.
Yeah.
I think Professor Sibanda is now back on the line. Professor Sibanda?
I'm back, yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think Professor Sibanda heard what Mai Tolana was talking about there, that it appears at most of these institutions, public health institutions, all is not well. The nurses are actually overworked, and the drugs are in short supply. Most of the health workers are not motivated to work, and sometimes the way they now treat the patients is not what is expected of them. But so she's saying that maybe, you know, it's a combination of a number of things, but mostly to say all is not well in the health sector.
I'll go back to where we started off from, in terms of the churches and the apostles and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's a major concern that has reached the highest level of government. With the deputy minister coming in with a statement to say that each and every one of the churches that proffers treatment must be registered with the Minister of Health. Because a lot of these guys, they've been a lot. Some of these guys have been telling people to stop treatment because divine healing will come and stop the treatment. So it's a concern, and we think that it is wrong to ask anybody to stop ARVs for any reason without medical consent. And that is a concern that has reached the highest levels of government.
Mm-hmm.
Coming down to your question of the issue of whether there's motivation, I have worked as a DMO, district medical officer, I must admit, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people that are working as nurses, doctors, and all other ancillary staff in general hospitals, private hospitals, in the public sector, are the worst paid people in the country. That's not because I want it to be that way, but factually is that the fact. But their dedication is beyond reprieve. They are extremely dedicated. They work 24 hours a day sometimes, and obviously you will have bad apples. But the dedication of the health service, of the Minister of Health in Zimbabwe, is exceedingly high, with exceptions. You will always find those exceptions. And also, like the speaker said before, you have a situation where there's one nurse who has to eat at some point and will stop serving because they have to eat. But they're extremely dedicated and they work extremely hard for very little remuneration.
Mm-hmm.
It is because of these Zimbabweans, these nurses, these doctors who are in the rural areas who are working so hard, that Zimbabwe today scores the highest scores in succeeding to reduce the burden of ARVs. We will complain, Zimbabweans, we always do.
Mm-hmm.
But if we compare our country with regional countries, big countries, including South Africa, we are doing very well despite despite the challenges that we face. Zimbos are determined.
Mm-hmm.
Zimbabwean nurses are hardworking, extremely hardworking, and they are the lowest paid in the region. Despite that, they are working extremely, extremely hard.
Thank you so much, Professor. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, so we want to take this opportunity to thank you, Professor Elobi Sibanda, and also my Martha Tolana. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our solar eclipse reporter, Gibbs Dube. It was only for 2 minutes. And signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu. Thanks to our producers and engineers.
Yeah, siyabonga ngokulalela kwenu. Sikhathi asavuma ukuthi siqhubekele phambili. Ngimeleke uGibbs Dube ozabe sekhona ngolehlano ngoPraxedes Jeremiah.